Even a Visit by S.L. Sailam, Lieutenant Governor of Pondicherry. Inscrutable are the ways of the sages. All sages guide, however, to the same goal, namely realization of the Supreme Self. The journeys to this goal differ. Sometimes they are slow and laborious, sometimes seemingly quick. When we are ushered into the presence of a saint, our spirit receives an uplift and we forget all mundane pleasures and objectives. I have heard it said that the innumerable people who visited Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi during his lifetime had this ennobling experience. He was a sage of matchless purity, devoid of all kinship to worldliness. A spiritual genius, he showed the path to the eternal truth of Vedanta. It is said that Venkataraman, as the yogi, was known when he was but a member of his family at Madurai, had self-realization come to him almost in a flash. He could perceive the truth directly without any arduous or time-consuming sadhana. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi lost his sense of ego and became divorced from his body at the early age of 17. Hence, it is no wonder that he attained the peak of spiritual glory and flowered into a saint even at that young age. We are all aware that the Maharshi had not been formally initiated into sannyas. The philosophy of Sri Ramana Maharshi is the same as Advaita Vedanta, namely oneness with the self. The central theme of his teaching is inquiry into the nature of the self, the content of the notion I, Ahankara. The conquest of the notion I is the consummation of self-realization. Once Ramana Maharshi attained this self-realization, he was rightly ranked among great saints of the South like Shankara, Ramanuja, Tirunyana Sambandar and others. I was not privileged to have darshan of the Maharshi during his lifetime, but I am one of those who believe that even a visit to Ramanashramam in Tiruvannamalai can bring the same degree of solace to the mind, heart and soul as was experienced by those who met him in flesh and blood. It is gratifying to note that the Kumbhabhishekam of Bhagwan Sri Ramana Maharshi Shrine is due to come off on the 18th June 1967 and my prayer is, may the Maharshi spirit permeate this world and bring peace and comfort to mankind.